This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You have to go back a long ways to find a time when the graduation rate from public high schools in this country was as high as it has been recently. Got to go back to the class of 1974, to be precise. The Education Department said so this morning. And it is mostly good news for the economy, as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
For starters, high school graduates earn $130,000 more during their lifetimes than dropouts. And the Education Department says 78% of high school students are now graduating, a number not seen in almost four decades. John Gompertz heads America's Promise Alliance, an education advocacy foundation.
If you have less than a high school diploma, you're likely to make $9 an hour or less. If you have a high school diploma, you're likely to make more than $20 an hour.
Bob Wise is president of the Alliance for Excellent Education. He says Wall Street and Main Street will love these new graduation numbers because our economy depends so much on consumer spending. We need more of those $20 an hour graduates.
Whom do you want walking into your retail mall, into your bank? The $9 an hour person doesn't get in there. The $20, $25 an hour person is the one that will fuel the economy.
Of course, we still have a long way to go. Minority graduation rates still lag behind. Rufina Hernandez is executive director of the Campaign for High School Equity. She says, for example, almost 30% of Hispanic students drop out.
We're not going to receive the benefit of their innovation, their skills, and our economy will go further and further into decline.
Because Hernandez says more and more of our future workforce will be minority students, many now struggling in high school. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.